musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through to a world whether you're gay or straight, each person is entitled to a mother-in-law. This is World Poetry Open Mic, celebrating equality. And on my left-hand side, he is the man, the myth, the legend in his own mind, Michael Amine.
In my own mind, I am greater than all of you people. But in the real world, I'm completely equal, and I'm happy about that.
That's all right. And someone who is greater, because he's not human, he's the half-squatch.
That sounds like a self-defeating
evening. I kind of like
he's greater because he's not human, so that means we're human, then everything is therefore greater than us.
Well, no, in order to marry him, it would be bestiality, and I don't think that's legal quite yet.
We should ask his wife. Who he does Radio Angry with.
That's right.
There you go. Good promo spot. All right, so what we do here is we do poetry. We go out and find sponsors. We found three so far that really enjoy what you guys do, and they help fund us. So we want to say hello to KNET Books. If you need to learn something, anything, college level or not, check them out. You're going to basically rent the book, package it up, send it back to them. You don't have to worry about selling it after the semester. If you end up having to take a course again, you can keep it through to the second semester, that sort of thing. KNET Books, don't miss out.
You can get all kinds of different strategies. You can keep it for part of the semester. You could do it for part of the semester, then return it, and then maybe use some extra money that you might have left over from your side job to go get some Taco Bell. That's also another option we could go to.
Taco Bell is the greatest.
But, you know, then again, if you are studying, you're learning your nutrition, you're not really going to want Taco Bell much, right?
No,
you get some knowledge, son. That's what you need.
You need to get your smart on, and you need to snack wisely. And how you do that is you sign up for the subscription service, naturebox.com.
That's it.
No GMOs, gluten-free, sugar-free. Is it salt-free?
Sucker-free.
Sucker-free.
I don't think it's salt-free, because some of the stuff would have to have a little bit of salt.
Salt is a naturally occurring...
Yes. It's definitely a lot healthier than, you know, going to Taco Bell or the local corner store like I used to do. I used to load up, and this was horrible with me back in the day, on those Dolly Madison chocolate and lemon pies.
Oh.
And I was like, why don't my pants fit me anymore? And I'm like, oh, well, that's why I'm not using NatureBox anymore. So now I'm back down into my pants.
Well, we can't say that it doesn't have salt, but we can tell you if it is salt, it's hipster salt. So that means it's...
Wait, it's sarcastic that it was there before everybody else?
It's something obscure that most people don't really know about, but it's just better, okay?
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's the salt collected from the tears of the hipsters when they realize how wrong in life they've gone.
Oh, wow! Isolation?
What do you mean? Playing this Game Boy from 91 isn't the coolest thing as cool as I thought it was?
No, it's not. But something that is totally cool is not snoring and not waking up your sleeping partner.
I resent that.
Whether they're the same sex or not, you're going to want to check out Good Morning Snore Solution. Basically, it's an appliance you wear. You put it in before you go to bed, and it reduces the amount you snore and the amount that you annoy your sleeping partner. Or... if you're like Michael, it comes with a handy traveling case.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
In case you're at a hotel and you don't want to disturb the neighbor on the other side of the wall.
I'm traveling all the time. That's why.
Yeah, you are. All right. So, we want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. Obviously, by our great opening, innuendo is allowed.
Like a glove.
However, we don't want any hate speech. And tonight, especially, we do not want hate speech. This is about a level playing field for all.
Now, I'm going to go out and I'm going to kind of say something at the front of the show here about this. So I have really lost my voice. I can't do Studio X tonight.
Oh.
And I worked on it. I really just can't do it. I've tried. I've been kind of like, I thought it was an allergy thing. I think it might be a cold instead. I just can't get it to work.
And what everybody is hearing is a speaking voice, not a singing voice.
Which is very different.
Yes. I kind of sing something like this.
And it doesn't work very well.
Yeah, no.
That was actually me trying to be normal.
Right.
So if I wasn't faking the voice, I kind of sing like this all the time. That's what the problem is with this.
That's an interesting cold you have.
Cold. I think it's from Australia. But the at any rate, yeah, I'm not going to be doing Studio X this week, nor am I going to be doing it next week.
That's right.
Because
next week we're off.
Yeah.
That gives you 3 weeks to prepare for that song that we gave you.
Well, fair enough.
Subterranean Homesick Blues.
That's true. And I am prepared for that one. There's actually a really good lyric video if you watch with Bob Dylan holding up the cards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he keeps getting lost in his own song. It's great. At any rate, yeah, so we're off next week. I'm not doing Studio X tonight.
No. Nope.
But I will take a challenge, and I'll do a double challenge 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Double challenge.
If you have another challenge song for Michael, go ahead and message me on Facebook, and I will throw that at him before the end of the show. That way he has to have two ready for next week.
Now, I feel really, really bad, though, about this. Like, is there something I can do to make up for canceling on the challenge? Because, well, I mean, actually, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah, there's some penance you got to pay for skipping out.
I was raised Catholic, so I'm used to this.
And then we're not doing Five Our Fathers this time. No, no. I've been listening lately to an album that you produced, Soundtrack for Motion by Dave Preston.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, wow, how cool is that? It charted on, like, New Age charts overseas and everything.
Yeah,
like
that. We did two albums together that charted overseas.
Oh, really?
What was the other one? B and Soundtrack for Motion.
I didn't know B charted. That's
awesome. Yeah, B charted in the top 100.
Okay, so go out and check out those Soundtrack for Motion, B.
Preston.
By Dave Preston. Yeah. I'm going to challenge you. You need to produce a third album and prove that was not a fluke.
Okay.
It's been a good amount of time since you did that.
You know, I could produce an ambient album and call it This Is a Fluke.
Okay. Or Not a Fluke. A great album.
You know, fluke or not.
Fluke warm?
Fluke or not?
Fluke or not. Don't stay in the middle. Don't be fluke warm about this.
All right.
Yeah, but just make sure you have an actual fluke
about your father
on your cover.
What does an actual fluke look
like? It's the tail of a whale.
That's what a tail of a whale is called?
Yeah, it's called
the
fluke.
A whale tail.
No, it's called the fluke.
Can someone play the fluke?
I don't think you can play a tail.
All right, so here's my challenge. We're coming up on our third anniversary of the radio show. And I know that it's midsummer, but I think you should have it done and ready to release on our third anniversary. Now, it could take a year to do these albums.
Yeah, well, the other ones did take a year.
Think you can do it with all your other responsibilities that are coming?
I've never had problems tossing responsibilities under the bus.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Challenge accepted.
All right. So by the week of November 25th of this year,
I'll have
an ambient album ready to go, and I will. We'll do the same thing with C that we did last time. Well, people can sign up, and get the album for free.
There you go.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
All right, so now we want to hear your poetry. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Call us. We don't bite. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we are ready for some poetry. We've got four of the best. Yes, I said four of the best, which triggers
return engagement.
Anybody can call after this segment because we didn't fill up.
Philip.
Philip didn't call, but that's okay.
Philip, what the hell, man?
Yeah, you could have made it five.
No, so here's the deal, though. Phones are super slow.
It's summertime. This is the non-poetry season. You know how football has a season.
Yeah.
Baseball has a season. Poetry has three seasons: fall, winter, and spring, summer. Everyone's out barbecuing. The light is up.
Yeah, but those other things that you mentioned are smart enough to actually, like, take a break.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Who takes a break?
Yeah, who does take a break?
Football. Oh, we will.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball.
They got
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes forever for them to.
Philip was saying the phone was busy.
Oh,
you know what's funny? I'm feeling more and more like a community radio show all the time now. This is getting weird.
So if you want to borrow money, you're going to want to call. No, I'm just kidding. Let's welcome our first caller. She's calling all the way from New York. She is Lorraine.
Hello. Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Mike's got some weird throat thing going on, but other than that, we're doing fine.
It's a nose and throat thing. It's not just a throat thing. It makes it sound so weird.
Michael, I finally saw your picture on the Facebook site, and you and Jade Todd look a lot alike.
That's because we're the same person.
Yeah.
Is it what?
Well, actually... You know,
alter ego?
No, what led to this was Dolly the Sheep and cloning, and they just took, like, artistic creative genes and cloned them.
And that's what I'm wearing right now.
I heard of cloned sheep. I heard of cloned sheep. I don't know if they have their own identity, but that's really interesting.
No, cloned sheep are sheep you don't want to trust very well. They don't actually fit the wall. It's kind of like a rayon.
I don't think I have any sweaters made out of them, but, you know.
You'd never know if they're good enough at their job.
You never know. You never know, and I feel sorry for them anyhow.
You feel sorry for them? I don't.
Would that lead to your sweater being stolen and not woolen?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. And
Save
you need sweaters
Lorraine.
In that climate, I'm sure, you know?
It's actually not that bad.
I'm looking through Cynthia Sharp's book right now. I'm trying to find a recipe on how to beat myself to death, actually, because of that joke.
A recipe? I can't help you on that. I nuke everything.
Oh, here we go. How to Beat Yourself to Death with the Cauliflower by Cynthia Sharp.
I'm really good at nuking. I can give you a couple of tips on that, but
don't tell Homeland Security.
Great.
No, not that kind of nuke. Yeah, this is totally safe in my kitchen. White nuke from Virginia. This is called, and I had this thought today. I wrote it. Nursery rhymes, okay? And I thought about them because really, all my life I was raised by my wonderful mother, who's passed since, and. He used to recite nursery rhymes to me, and I just began to think, they're kind of cruel, you know? I mean, you know, rock-a-bye baby on the tree. Anyhow, so here goes my poem. Nursery rhymes. Nursery rhymes can be so cruel. I've heard them since attending school. The lullaby baby fell out of a tree, and Hansel and Gretel just longed to be free. Little Jack Horner just sat in a corner, trying to meditate. He saw Cinderella, became a new fella, and asked her if she'd like a date. The itsy-bitsy spider crawled up the water spout. He paused while in his web to decide what life's about. He watched while Miss Muffet ate her curds and whey, and then, with a sudden move, he chased her ass away. Captain Hook had just one hand, but were it not for Peter Pan, his eyes would never dare to dwell on fairies such as Tinkerbell. Jack and Jill ran up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill tripped Jack and broke his back. The cops informed his daughter. If that poor pig had guts to say what would keep that wolf away, he'd save his house, and who can tell, perhaps that wolf would rot in hell. Three blind mice ran for their lives to escape the butcher's knives. Though they were blind and could not see, the wife pursued them mercilessly. When Dorothy met the wicked witch, Toto headed for a ditch. Rumpelstiltskin loved his sleep, but Ambien didn't help him keep his dreams away from forest noise. This may inspire sleepless boys. London Bridge is falling down. Think of all those folks that drowned. How can that be a song we sing while pushing children on a swing? Red Riding Hood was never shy. She never turned down any guy. But while pole dancing, she made bucks, and that bad wolf knew how to... Don't tell these rhymes to little kids, the ones stuck inside their cribs, because nightmares start when minds are new. How will they know what's really true? Sing if you can, make it nice, and share the good. Forget those mice. The end.
I am so glad you censored yourself. You almost got run out of here on a rail.
That was great. Well
I hear the wolf. That big bad wolf in the background.
I loved it.
Great job.
Well, I'm glad you did. And that one's for you guys. That's all for you three. And
Thank you.
Put it three ways. I don't know. I sleep one part. But you can use your imagination. So
I will read that to our waitress at Applebee's.
Yes.
There you go. You go to Applebee's? That's kind of calm. I thought it was more
like
that.
No, you would think we'd go to... I know. But see, that's what happens. So you know what happened? I went out, and I did crazy crap last week after the show. JT went by himself to Applebee's. I can't let that happen.
Fun.
I know.
You have to share your excitement with somebody, you know?
Well,
and at least
he probably,
the tip.
Where I went, he couldn't follow.
Yeah, he couldn't share it.
He really
that
couldn't
excitement.
Follow where I went. However,
tonight,
I'll leave it at that.
You may or may not be fictionalizing this, by the way.
I hope this isn't being recorded, but anyhow.
Oh, no, it's
totally recorded.
Totally recorded.
It's always recorded.
It's being recorded.
I know.
Multiple
on the archives.
Right
I know.
Now. We're recording
I have
twice.
To listen to this week. Anyhow, great to talk to you guys. We're doing the segments five at a time or something like
well,
that?
No, we've actually opened it up. The minute the segment is done, anybody can call in.
Yeah, the phones are really slow.
Oh, God, I feel so open now. Okay, I'll call back.
Put your clothes on.
Okay. Yeah. Good night.
Okay.
Talk to you in a bit.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Kerplunk!
The only pants optional radio on the internet.
Well, I mean, technically, almost all radio is pants optional, as long as there's not a camera.
Yes, but I have seen now some of the shows that are here in town have a camera where you can stream live.
Well, when we started, technically, we actually had to wear... not wear pants, but I mean, we had to, there was actually cameras that could run
there
live
were,
from the
yeah.
studio. I think
Except
it ran a few times. They
the
never
studio
worked,
runner
right?
didn't know how to run them.
That's right. There was 1 week where it happened. 1 week, I think, if I remember right.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So enough of the corpse-strewn past. Let's enjoy the corpse-strewn future.
Wow.
Just kidding. So we have a regular caller. He's a longest supporter, and of course, he's not calling from the Poet State. He's calling from sunny Florida. Please welcome Dennis.
Hello, Poetry Open Mic.
Hello.
I'm calling in from St. Petersburg, Florida this evening.
Really?
This weekend, I'm attending a poetry convention. So
that's where all the callers
get away
are
for me.
That's where all the callers have gone. They've gone to a convention in Florida, and we weren't letting known about it.
That's what happened. Blame it on that.
That happens. Well, I'm glad that I could break away from the convention long enough to call in. I have a poem to share with you this evening. The title of it is The Artist's Children. The artist reads the light as one would read detailed text. Every nuance and subtlety will not escape his eye. The model is but a prop, staged as the primary subject, or as a contrast to the spaces of interest around her. The artist seeks truth, revealed by light, a fresh revelation, aesthetic to the eye, while stirring the viewer's imagination. Just as the skilled poet shows by his crafted words, not just tells. Likewise, the artist seeks to stimulate the mind and spirit. Careful composition of elements, weighed and balanced, are every bit as important as the hues that flow from the palette. To rush such a process would be tragic and is the way of the novice. A master sees his work as his child, one which must grow and mature. The applied pigments mixed with a patient hand and alert eye are the medium by which the artist adds tonal quality. It sets the mood in the context of the intent of the scene and speaks in an inaudible language that the eyes can perceive. The artist, a prophet and messenger of light, shapes and themes, often misunderstood and underappreciated, trudges on, for it is his work, his passion, the thing that drives him to live for his children's sake. He must not abandon his calling. And that's the end of the poem.
Very well written, Dennis. Excellent job.
Thank you very much. I've been inspired by this convention. I hope to step up my own poetry as a result.
You know what? You've done a lot of covers of our Poets of the Month, but I think your poetry needs to be brought to the forefront. You are a very talented writer.
Well, I thank you for that. I am growing, and I'm trying to improve, and I will try to continue, and I appreciate the opportunities you have given me to share, and I will continue. And thank you so very much for providing this for all us poets out there. We thank you. Oh. God bless you.
God bless you. Safe travels, Dennis.
Thank you.
That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. He's got it firm hold of them balls tonight. Baseballs tonight. Sorry.
Did you just you're all good.
Went off the rails. That was great.
Yeah. That was awesome.
No, I caught myself. That. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, I should specify that. Oh. Especially with, you know, work's kind of crazy. Yeah. Wife and kid is out of town, so I'm feeling a little nuts. So, hey, what the heck, right?
Is that what's going on? Hey, we're going to go crazy on downtown Denver tomorrow.
Yeah,
we can come join us after. If you're staying from Canada to Canada at the Colorado Ren Fair, where all the cool people go.
Where all the crazy people go.
You and I are going to be hanging out downtown at, one, Gorman's. Getting hats.
Gorman's.
Or Gorin's.
Gorin's.
Gorin's. Two, Denver Taco Festival. Three, Cherry Blossom Festival. Four, Confluence Park Festival. All
if
the same
it's
area.
Open. Because Confluence Park has water.
Lots of it. But...
Well, I mean, I think they're trying to keep, you know, the idea is not to get in the river. There's food thing. And music and stuff.
All right. So, we have another poet online. And we have another spoken worded artist online, too.
A spoken worded artist.
Yes. Please welcome from New Hampshire, she is Jalorian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you. Tonight, I'm going to read one of a handful of free verse that I've written. I generally don't write free verse, but this one is called Inspiration from a Spider. This morning, as I swept the porch that overlooks the garden, I saw the sun reflected on the dew caught in a spider's web, and I thought, well, I'm here, and I have the broom. And I swept the steps, but kept well clear of the spider's web, which shimmered between the two stone heads of gargoyles and a potted geranium like strands of liquid silver. And I thought, everyone has the right to try to make a home, even a spider, especially a spider who spins her intricate web, which binds her intimately to the sacred circle of life. She uses what she takes and replaces it with something usable. She has never waged a war. She has never known hatred. She has never felt greed. She does not hunger for power. She simply builds her beautiful web on the path of least resistance, and when the chi passes, she moves along, leaving a gift that will be used in birds' nests. And I was humbled by this humble spider because she is not wasteful. She has never broken the sky. She has never polluted the earth. She's never devastated the ocean. She does not need to be bigger than she is. She knows who she is and her place in the grander scheme of things. She is a spider. Her place is here. And I felt ashamed that I could ever have thought, even fleetingly, that I had any sort of right to sweep away that web. But what can I say? I'm only human.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You should seriously consider doing some voiceover work of some sort. Commercials, professional reading. Very well done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, so we are going to open it up for return callers the very next segment. Are you going to call back in with number two, possibly, this evening?
I'm going to try.
Awesome. Thank you, Jalorian.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
That was Jalorian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. This has been a quick segment.
Well,
we're
you know,
our last caller.
The five person segment thing does go really fast, but when you're doing four, it's pretty.
It's like record time.
Nuts.
It's like record scratch time.
Yes. And scratching us out for the last hit of the evening, at least this segment, please welcome from New York, he is Leo.
He is Leo. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, seductive Leo.
Seductive Leo.
It's like, are you wearing a smoking jacket? Are you wearing bunny
hello,
slippers?
Jay. Hello, Jay Michael, you two that are one.
That, oh. Oh
no, wow.
I didn't draw those conclusions. Ah. Yes. All right. Stop. Hold up. Let's do this again. Let's do a do-over.
All right.
Hey, Leo from New York. He is Leo.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Oh, man. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're going down the same path, man.
Well done.
Hey, well, listen. Lorraine gave you the permission to have a three-way split. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I always ask for permission before that happens.
That's right.
I need signed forms.
You must be at least this tall to ride, Michael.
Make it official.
That's true. Hey, that's true. Man, I do have a height limit.
I think there should be such a thing as a hipster snore. All right, just to experiment.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? It's like one with a beard that smells like PBR.
Hey, Michael, you keep that up, you're gonna owe me a quarter, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Fair enough. As long as the money's circulating, we're okay.
That's right.
We could keep this going for a while here.
Exactly.
Well, as long as you have that cold from down under, you know, we can keep it going really long.
I know, man.
It's called the Australian schmuck flu. He's had it pretty much all his life.
I heard Errol Flynn had that too.
I think that's a challenge song right there. Okay. Yes.
Australian schmuck flu. That's a good one.
hey, you know what? Fluke you, okay? I mean, hey, you know.
Yes, there's a song track for you. Go fluke yourself.
Mother fluker.
Hey, come on. We're getting dangerous now.
Yeah, that was almost the F-bomb. Sorry.
That's the F. Is that considered an F-bomb? I'm sorry.
Actually, too many letters. It's not a bomb.
Five letters.
It doesn't detonate.
Okay.
Well, the way you do it. I don't spell it with five letters.
Now, that was a good start of a therapy session, if you ask me.
Or maybe his track can have some flukelhorn on it. I'm just saying. We could get Chuck Mangione to play some flukelhorn.
Supercalifragilis, forget it.
Oh, my gosh. I got to look up a flukelhorn
to save us from the stranger we've gone out on.
Let me just jump in here. I got
you have your spectacles. Are you ready to go?
Oh, yes. You know what? You see how you had to remind me? I mean, I'm still getting in there. I'm always waiting for the last second to be able to see what I'm reading. But I have...
It's one of those poems that sneaks up on you. You're like, ah!
I know.
I feel like there's something
the
standing
place.
Behind
I don't
me.
Know which...
Oh.
I'm going to give you a chance to really feel it this time. Hold on. Let me just... There's a poem that I wrote from a picture prompt that I received a while ago. So let's see what you think about it. It's called Thought of the Day.
All right.
As you walk out there, you may not be aware of that all that glitters to you may not glitter the same to others. Important and what's not depends on the thought you got at the moment. But the thoughts that belong to you, others might not own it as you do. And sometimes what shines in your face might pick up the pace and run you down. So don't step out and make quick decisions. It may be better to stand on another ground and view it from a safer position. Even if it seems full of light, you shouldn't dive into it yet. It may fill up your sight but in the end, it may crack your head and spill what's left of your brain's common sense. Learn to sense your surroundings with more contemplating. Sometimes, it's better to be debating than to be disabling yourself. So accept some help and learn how to help yourself by not helping yourself right away to whatever comes your way. Consider this to be the thought of the day. Inform.
Very well done, Leo. Very well done indeed.
Thank you.
As always, great spoken word art, great poem, great sentiment. I'm very impressed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was hoping that I would be allowed in after a good amount of time away, and I'm glad that you guys were merciful and let me in for this week.
Oh, well, you're let into the next segment, too. We didn't have enough callers to continue the exclusivity of the no repeat callers. So we're doing a return engagement right following whatever we're doing here.
We are going to the wall, my friends.
Wow. Okay, I'm still learning this new format, and it's changing before my eyes. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it's not changing. Okay. Basically, the standard rule is we do 5 callers per segment until we run out of people that want to participate.
There is new callers.
Yeah, 5 new callers. And the first segment, we didn't fill up with 5 new callers, so we're going to just let it turn it loose and go outlaw and run what we've run.
We're not part of any corporation, man. We can make fluid decisions.
That's cool, because I'm not going to remember it anyway. I'm sure I'll ask again. At my age, I ain't going to remember a thing.
Fair enough, man.
Leo, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Boom.
So, since we were short one caller, do you want to do a...
Do a double, guys.
Do a double?
Yeah. So,
do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Who's ready?
I will read one right away.
Right, okay.
This is from Barbara Arantrue. This one is called My Sorrow. It comes with the note, here's my poem. I'm asking you guys to read for me on the air since I won't be there. I'm actually going to be attending a friend's reading. So that's where she is.
Awesome.
This is called My Sorrow by Barbara Arantrue. My sorrow lies in a pool beneath my heart, contained for the moment until a thought of you causes it to overflow its boundaries and seep through my eyes for the moment. As I dab the moisture, I remember your eyes, hazel, gray-green, turning as your emotions turned, or with the colors you wore. And if I allowed this pool of infinite sorrow to spill over and invade my body, coursing through my veins and arteries and covering all of my organs with its salty sadness, then happiness would forever be overshadowed by this dense, overwhelming pool of tears overtaking me and creating its own infinite field of space where happiness would drown. For there is no life raft available for the tenuous, happy thoughts that flourish now, knowing they are safe and will someday be able to come out from the shadow of sorrow's grip to paradise and shine. And the pool will dwindle, but the memories of your eyes and your smile, long my guideposts, will always be there as happiness finds its niche at last. That's from Barbara Arantrue in 2015, called My Sorrow.
Very well done.
Yes, very much.
So I'm going to actually pay homage to another longtime listener that has been, and caller that has been kept away. This is a poem entitled The Keeper of Fairies. The Pixies and Fairies, stories of the forest and garden green, one of the finest poetic ladies that this hardened world has ever seen. Continues to shine like a gem, like the gem that she is, no matter the trials given by life. Completely selfless in the love that she gives, such a loving friend, mother, and wife. She steals the time to pen out her lines, yet another gift given to us all. Knowing all challenges are God's designs, and she will never let her spirits fall. Unofficial matriarch of our show, with words of beauty like no one could know. And that is written for our dear Ellie, whom we love and adore and know that is very busy.
Yes.
And your family awaits your return whenever you have free time.
That's right.
Yes. So. Okay.
You weren't crying. That's that cold. That's
that weird Australian.
Yeah. Somebody punched me in the face.
Sounds like somebody did.
Ah, someone should. Here, let me try it again. Ah! That strangely helped, actually.
I'll do more during the next break. So, yeah, we're going to open this up. Anybody can call in. Let's go 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766. Let's make this happen.
Flood the lines.
Woo!
That was awesome.
You know what, man? We just had a great idea during the break.
We did.
Yeah. Michael Amade and the Fake Elephant Orchestra. We could do hits.
Yes.
We could do so many amazing, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah. You know? Pan flute.
That would be great.
Yeah.
No, all we need is to dub me like 60 times doing that.
There you go.
What do you think?
No.
Okay, I've written it down.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate
that. Our producer writes these things down, and then like years later, he'll remind us, did this really seem like a good idea?
And he'll go, hey, I predicted the future, and he'll hold it up, and it'll have the date and my idea, and right next to it, terrible idea.
Yes.
No possibly action. Will lead to your own assassination. And he'll stand over me and be like,
see, I told you.
That's why you just got attacked.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe he's involved.
What?
Maybe he's part of the NSA.
Really?
Yeah.
My new favorite thing to do when people ask me what I do at night, I'm like, oh, I just sat at home, had some coffee, you know, chilled out. Oh, cool. Worked on my hit list.
That's not cool.
Yeah, he's trying to get some number one hits out here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some hits. My hit list, not my hit list. My
now we're going to be on every watch list that the government has.
Nah.
Not the hit list. Right. You know,
like a billboard hit.
Blast working on that hit list. That sounds like the bomb.
This is totally awesome, guys. Right. Let's keep this up.
Hey, the worst show on internet radio. We're up
wait, open. Wait, our producer's writing again. This thing can't be good.
Terrible idea number two.
Yeah. Okay.
You have been entered 37 times on this particular hit list.
We've got poets on the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, that's right.
Please welcome from Wisconsin. Oh. She is Mary. Mary, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, welcome. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, welcome. You're on the air. You want to share a poem with us?
I actually am the one that calls in a song, and it was a slow night. I wasn't going to embarrass myself.
Yeah, you did Tracy Chapman, right?
Yep, that's right.
Awesome.
Good memory. You are beautiful musicians, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I'm honored to be among you, and I thought I'd share a little Bill Stein folk song with you tonight.
Sounds good.
It's called Roseville Fair. I sang it at the wedding reception of my first marriage at the age of 19 with my then 20-year-old husband.
So just a couple of years ago, right?
Just only 30 some odd years ago. I'm 53, so don't make me do the math.
No, you don't sound 53.
There we go. The night was clear, the stars were shining, the moon came up, the fireworks went, the people gathered round, and the band was attuned. I can hear them now, they have been doing well. You were dressed in a blue dress, and you looked so lovely, you smelled of flowers, a long time girl. And we sat to the music, and we smiled, and we danced all night, and the fiddle and the banjo that drifted through. We had a song so long ago, but I still remember when we sang the song, and the roses and the cordial well. The world is dearly, we rock for hours. The front porch chair, the air and the light, and the diamond and magic, and the major mind, and the rose and the dance all night, and the fiddle and the banjo that drifted through the air so long ago. But I still remember
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Very well done, Mary.
Very nice job.
Thank you very much.
Way to throw down on our show. Stepping out of the normal pigeonhole.
You know, it's the lovely Sir Poet, Philip, that has encouraged me to come out of my shell of 30 years.
And, good job, Philip.
Of course, honor him, honor us with his word, and here I am with you guys. So
awesome. Philip's
amazing. Thank you for
amazing.
Listening, everybody and I'll listen. Amazing. Pardon?
I said Philip's amazing. Everybody in our family is amazing.
Oh, I agree. You know, I started to listen to him, and now I check in every week, and I'm happily listening to many others, including your lovely commentary. Just can't even believe I'm part of it right now.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll hang up and listen.
That was Mary on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Wow. More piano, more singing. More baseballs. No, it brought back. Now, not everybody knows this about me. A few years ago, started organizing this music festival that we used to have in Hamilton.
Oh, I love that music festival.
Yeah, Freedom Music Festival. My parents used to host it in their backyard. That's what a crazy mess awesome. That was. Barbecues galore going, music all day long, literally from noon until 9.
Right.
We had all our artist friends come over, and all they had to do was like bring chips or some sort of side. We'd provide the meat. There'd be music.
They did, didn't they?
12-year-old.
It's the cold. See, it's the what flu?
Australian schmuck flu.
Schmuck flu. That's it. See,
that's gonna be his excuse for everything. I'm sorry. I'm such a jackass. I've got the Australian schmuck flu.
Keep me away from all the attractive women. I've got the schmuck flu.
Anyway, we're right in that time frame where I was building all my lists of what we had to achieve, what we needed to get, everything like that. And the other day, I'm like, I should be planning a music festival. I even told my wife, I'm like, I need to start doing this again.
Absolutely.
Maybe next year.
I think we should look at doing it again.
I think we can do it a different way.
Really?
Yes.
What do you think we can do?
Oh, no. We'll talk off air.
We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, it's funny because we get into so many conversations that were so normal. And sometimes it's easy to forget we're actually on the air.
Yes.
Because this is what it's like.
Yes.
This is just what it's like, yeah.
This is our life.
So we're sharing our lives with you. You're sharing your poetry with us, much like Poet Peter E. from Pennsylvania, a new caller to our show. Welcome to the family, Poet Peter E.
Hey, good evening.
Welcome. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes.
I hope so.
Yeah, we wouldn't be much of a radio show if we weren't.
Not much of a radio show now.
So, this is your first time sharing with us. I got to ask, how did you hear about our show?
Through a friend, an artist, author.
Beautiful. Word of mouth advertising, the best way to go.
Yes, word of mouth. It is the best advertising, indeed.
So I'm going to ask you to advertise yourself and give us word of mouth. What are you going to read to us?
I'm going to read a lover's erotic poem with no foul language, but all innuendo.
Fair enough. I said that at the beginning. Let's go.
Story of my life. Let's do it.
All right. Well, this is called Shower View, so I'm going to read it with a little bit of an English accent. Some poems are better written and read in a little bit of a language, so here we go. Shower View. Your silhouette I see as you take your shower. I long for you in my arms, here, under my power. As you exit the shower and towel your head, dry off your silk skin and come crawl on the bed. I roll you forcibly on your back, covering you with me. Softly I kiss your lustrous lips, in awe of what I see. Your aura is radiant, your skin begins to blush. I whisper in your ear sweet nothings, in a hush. I unwrap your Victorian body, drop the towel to the floor. Our human imperfections are a distraction, no more. With animal instinct we take in our every move and set. You're my goddess of love, I'm your Adonis till we're spent. Then in the afterglow we both lay entwined and numb. until our next cot session, when we shall both succumb. The end.
That
well, thank you very much.
Was perfectly balanced to keep you teetering on the edge of the After Dark segment, but I'm glad you read it anyway. This is great.
Yeah, really good.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time.
All right, and we are going to be doing an After Dark segment. Now, those are more uncensored. The first week in August. We're skipping the first week of July because everybody's going to be out of town with the 4th of July weekend. But definitely tune in between now and then. We'll keep you appraised of what's going on.
Well, I have one called Purple Witch that I'll read at that time.
All right, sounds wonderful. Good. Looking forward to it already.
All right, thanks for the show and great work.
Welcome to our family. That was poet Peter E. on World Poetry Open Mind, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. You know, I'm glad you put this pop guard in here because poet Peter E. would be terrible if I didn't have the pop guard.
Poet Peter E. from Pittsburgh,
that's exactly the way it's supposed to sound without one. But, you know, hey.
Poet Peter E. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ponderous.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. I think you have a built-in thing with people saying peas.
Do you have a pee problem?
A lot of us do have pee problems.
You don't like to hear our pee, Streby?
I can talk about my Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania prostate problem.
Pitiful.
This is literally just driving JT crazy at the moment. This is all it is. He's going to kill me later.
Yes, he might.
He very well might.
We have another new caller. This time, from Wales?
Wales?
Like the country?
No, yeah. No, she's from a fluke on the back of a whale. She's from Wales.
That's
hello.
A fluke. Please welcome Karen.
Yes?
Karen, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. Yes, I'm from Pwllheli in North Wales, UK.
Beautiful. Do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I certainly do.
Before you get started, I do have to ask, how did you hear about our show?
Facebook.
Beautiful.
I can't remember whether it was through one of my poet friends or whether it was one of Facebook's suggestions. They often suggest poetry things to me because I'm in touch with so many poets and poetry organizations. So I listened last week, and I usually fall asleep. You see, it's
kind of really early in the morning.
It's 4:05 in the morning here.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've got one poem for you. Probably one of the more obscure of my poems, but it was published, so I'll read it for you.
All right.
Okay. It's called Missing. Frantically, he searched the hotel room, but he couldn't find her, even though the door was locked on the inside. He ran out to the balcony, peering through the darkness at the next, wondering if she had jumped ship. If only he'd looked up, he might have noticed one small white feather sashaying earthwards. Later, after many phone calls and hours of pacing the floor, he slumped into a deep sleep. Had he still been awake as the sun rose, he would have heard the flutter as she returned and perched on the handrail. Finished.
I heard you finish.
Bravo!
Producer quite off guard, but that's all right. Very well done.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That was great.
Karen,
thank you so much.
Please don't stop calling our show. I know it's probably a very expensive venture calling from Wales to us.
If you're
ever awake and want to share a poem, we want you.
Don't put me on hold so long next time.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, no, I'm listening on my iPad. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the show. Yeah, bye.
That was Karen on World Poetry Open Mic, calling all the way from across the pond.
The little pond. The itty-bitty pond.
The pond, you know, like where we throw the baseballs when we say World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
That does not sound like a pond to me.
That doesn't sound like a pond either. That sounds like a puddle.
We had a lot of speaking of that Wednesday.
Yes. What the heck was with Wednesday?
I'm driving to the meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say, not everybody knows this. We have our pre-show production meeting on Wednesday evenings.
Yep.
And holy hell, carnage was right over our meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah. It was
crazy. Luckily, I work one block from our meeting.
That's true.
I'm driving to the meeting.
I come around the corner, and I see a torrential downpour, and I see feet of water coming at the car down a hill. Now, next to me, there's a petting zoo. So what do? I get out of the car, and I grab two of each and start throwing them in my car. I'm trying to stuff them. I figure, if I'm the one given this opportunity, I need to preserve some of the life on this planet.
Well done, Noah.
So I put, thank you very much. So I put two sheep in my car. Then I find two geese.
He had two sheep in there last week, too.
you do know geese can float on the water.
I wasn't thinking at the time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't grab two salmon.
I got a donkey. But honestly, I couldn't fit the donkey the whole way in. So the back end of the hind quarter was sticking out of the window. And I'm trying to drive. Here's the thing, though.
This vehicle has a one jackass limit.
And then I have two goats in there as well. Now, the problem is I realized I grabbed all females instead of male and female. But that was
well, it's legal now.
I wasn't lifting tails and looking. But the thing is if you've ever been in a car with two sheep, two goats, two geese, and a jackass, and a donkey, you don't even understand how ridiculous and apocalyptic this was. It's a miracle I made it to the meeting.
Well, I got to say, true story about our meeting. I was waiting for you guys because of the weather and everything. I'm the only person in this IHOP except for the staff. Uh-huh. Guy comes out, his cell phone is playing the tornado warning that's going on.
Uh-huh.
Hands me my coffee. I'm like, what's that? He's like, it's a tornado warning. I'm like, oh, so I guess you're going to be on the innermost part of this restaurant? He's like, yeah, do you want to come join us? I'm like, no, I'm surrounded by glass. What could go wrong with this?
You know, the best part is I can just imagine you getting caught in a tornado and then waking up and seeing things fly by, and then you see JT go by with a soundboard, and then you're out of the room.
We're not in World Poetry Open Mic anymore.
Oh.
If I was writing mine a broom, one thing I would have to do just for the fun of it.
Okay. You do that anyway.
Yeah. So, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to someone that is the great and powerful Philip from Kentucky. He's not in Kansas anymore.
I don't know. I might be in Oz.
There you go. You might be at this point.
Yeah. I wanted to say thanks to Mary's song tonight. It was quite lovely.
It was.
And tell me if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Michael. Is it Amade?
Amade, that's right.
Amade, okay. You did read Barbara's poem.
I did, you?
Yes.
Yes.
You did a marvelous job. She shared that poem, I think, on my page on Facebook, and I really delighted in it. But then hearing you read it, I think I heard her read it. And then hearing you read it, you did a really wonderful rendition of that, regardless of your Australian
The Australian schmuck flu?
Yeah, thank you, Philip. I appreciate the compliment.
You're quite welcome. You have a marvelous voice.
Thank you.
I do have a question, Philip. How did yesterday go on Red River Radio Tales from the Pages?
Oh, it went marvelously. It was a lot of fun. It was interesting. I don't think I've been, I haven't talked that openly and informally for quite some time, so it was a new experience for me, really, is what it boils down to. But it was she's a marvelous host, and Barbara and I have developed a warm rapport, and so it was quite natural. And the other guest was really a lot of fun, too. He did a good job as well. And we also gave you guys a shout-out. She really was quite effusive about World Poetry Open Mic.
Effusive so she or gave abusive? You guys
Abusive with me, perhaps.
Oh, good, good,
good.
Yeah, so it went really well, and it was a lot of fun, and I got to read some poems. And with that, I'll get to my poem here and get out of you guys' hair, as they say.
We don't have any hair to be in, so we're good. So,
yeah. Right. Just remember, right. Shaved is a choice, balding is not a decision.
Balding's not a decision.
As our and producer I am the president looks more of the hair club.
Oh, you are. Are you a customer as well?
And a customer as well, that's right. Infomercials, they're universal, aren't they? Well, this one's called Postcard 23, written to Blanche DuBois. And I don't know if anybody knows Blanche DuBois, but from the Tennessee Williams play, and also made famous in the movie version. I believe it is from, not A Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, but A Streetcar Named Desire, is where Blanche DuBois comes from. All right. Well, here goes. Banished, dumbly drunken again, I fled hospitality's cordial frosted glass doors in search of genuine inspiration, not a seductive muse, nor ancient mimesis, nor Michael de Montaigne's mournful wisdom, but something inexplicable. Perchance my demonic doppelganger, wandering slouched and humpbacked down steep moonlit mountain roads, traveled rarely except by Victor Frankenstein, Faust during his bleakest autumnal hours, or Hunter Gracchus after his rudderless death vessel wrecked beyond the craggy purple peaks and waters neither named nor mapped. Boyishly, I've run away, and always will. Peripatetic up and down derelict streets, dotted occasionally by cosmopolitan wealth and the idiot sycophants who worship idols false and grotesquely superficial. Jealous of the addicts past eight, who've dedicated their sickly entirety to misfit endeavors with needles stained with vermilion blossoms and poisoned blood that once glutted on one's immunity. Stubbornly, I persist in elemental questions, born in nascence and mute solitude. My quiet Elysian eyes pondering God when everyone's boisterous interest serves commerce and Caesar reinvented through the learned auspices won each zeitgeist. How they carry on with refined answers and a happy-go-lucky attitude that unquestionably suffices for tomorrow. And there it is.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Your poetry, dude.
Well, I appreciate it. Sometimes I kick myself when I look at all the ta blah blah in the sounds, and then and I feel like I'm stumbling over them sometimes. But I really appreciate the support, and you guys are marvelous. And I hope that this summer, you know, or next summer, I think you're proposing the music festival. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's a great time.
JT's looking like he's got a big light bulb above his head. I don't know what's going on, but we'll discuss it later, and then we'll get back to you guys.
We're going to figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out tonight.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Cheers. You guys be good.
You too.
Thank you. That was Philip.
You're welcome.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution of Poetry Radio. Now, Philip had his appearance on Barbara's show.
Yes.
And I've been promoting for the last couple of weeks that I was going to be on Gypsy Poet
Yes.
show this week, this Sunday. But I want everybody to tune in, but I've been bumped.
Oh, okay.
Not everybody knows this about me. When I was cutting my teeth in radio, I was really into the hair band, speed metal, that sort of thing.
That's a surprise.
And I'm kind of honored by this. I got bumped. I got bumped on my interview to accommodate the schedule of one Dave Ellefson, the bassist for Megadeth. So this poet got bumped by the biggest bassist for Megadeth.
All right.
I want everybody to listen to that interview because it's going to be astounding. He's born-again Christian. He's That's gone right. into poetry. He's still doing music. But she's interviewing. He's a poet as well. And I think everybody should listen to this story.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing, actually.
Awesome.
So, and then the next week, I'll be on doing my whatever I do. Poetry, I guess. But
yeah, that's what you do.
Being a schmuck in public.
Schmuck in public.
Schmucky public.
Schmuck in public.
So it's not really a flu for you. It's
no.
My gosh, we could make that a business. Schmuck in public. Schmuck in public and associates.
Wow. That would be us, by the way.
Schmuck in public and boisterous. Public relations firm at hand.
Ooh. Public relations nightmare on demand.
There you go.
We could come in and create any sort of public relations nightmare you need.
Very true.
Yes.
You do know we have one more poet.
We have what? Leo. Oh.
We have Leo.
What? Willow.
That's an awesome sound, Michael. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. You guys are so full of ideas. Ideas. You're so full of these things.
Is
oh
that
God.
What you're calling that stuff is ideas?
I'm just, it is, hey, let me tell you something. You got that schmuck lube thing. I don't know if that's going to be a business either. Walk a schmuck, maybe. I don't know.
Walk a schmuck.
Oh. You know,
that's a good one.
Your therapy is hitting me. It's affecting me, you know? So I got to be able to, you know, introduce some things in there.
You know,
Michael, listen,
yeah.
I got an idea. Michael Avatar, another part of me.
Michael Avatar, another part of me.
Yeah. Oh, and that could also be a simultaneous After Dark segment if you want. You
know? Yes.
Let me introduce a part you've title. Never seen before.
For your album.
Oh, for my, oh, for ah, my there you
album.
Go.
Oh, okay, for my album. I wasn't sure what you're saying. Okay, no, interesting. Interesting idea. Actually, can you write that down for me? Okay.
Sure.
JT's writing that down for me.
Our
right
producer's
now.
Writing that down. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, I don't know. Am I going to charge for 25 cents? I'm trying to get a freebie over here. I mean, a free therapy session. Let me
I don't do free therapy sessions, but what I do is I add on value. So, for instance, one time you have a session, I'll make sure that I bring, like, you know, some chips and a hot dog and a soft drink for you.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Okay. All right. Okay. You know, I understand, Michael. You know, I understand. You know, even with the other thing that you said, I understand that it's not always socially acceptable to be tail lifting and looking. So, you know, I can understand if you don't just jump right in there and do that with the animals, you know.
I mean, it's true. You need to, you know, sometimes I think people just don't take the initiative and jump on the situations that needs to be handled.
That's right.
If the flood was coming to end all humanity, there were going to be goats and sheep, damn it.
Leo, I want you to know the added value for this therapy session is if you go into 7-Eleven on July 11th and tell them that you had this therapy session, you'll get a free Slurpee.
And that is the truth.
A Slurpee for a smug Slurpee. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Everybody should try that, by the way. Just say you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on July 11th.
Slurpee on July 11th and you'll get it.
It'll happen.
Just bring your cup. Bring a cup.
Okay, well, I'll look for the 7-Eleven that hasn't closed down in my area yet, and I'll be walking right in there and do the what is it? I don't even know what it
just
is.
Asked,
a Slurpee,
you
just, a Slurpee, a Smuck. I was going to say a Smucky. I don't know why that came to my head. It's just Slurpee.
Don't be careful to not say that in a way that the person, the cashier, thinks you're referring to them as a Smuck.
Yeah, no.
Right. I mean, they'd rather get referred to as a Slurp instead of Smuck.
Right.
I mean,
just say that sure. J. Todd Underhill sent you, and he said you get a free Slurpee.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Cool. All right.
July 11th. Don't forget it.
No, I don't remember the last time I forgot something. Don't worry about that.
That's all right.
Very good. That tied it up nicely.
Okay, let me jump in here before. Let me end it at that note before I get even more in trouble. I have, first of all, a pair of glasses. And then, with those pair of glasses, I'm going to read a piece called The Heart of the Matter. So, let me see what you think. How many of us would put ourselves on the same level as another? Who would choose to sour our knees to sweeten someone's soul? Do we really have the power to judge who we see? We rise on our toes and lower those who started out equally. And to what effect? Because our thinking's inept, as shown by its results. Without your money, you too will receive insults. From those who were friends as well as foes, it shows us our value system. And these characteristics are shared by all, from atheists to Christians. We listen to what's being said today, but where is the nourishment? What seems important in today's mind is how much money is spent. The rent of the poor is never secure. But who gives a damn about that? We act out the boo-hoo, but what's really in view is on how we ourselves can get fat. So when will it be that our courtesy will rise above what we may want and possibly dare to attempt to share, to remove a little of what haunts? This world does have its riches, and it has its poverty, but it's not only about what things cost. The heart of the matter is that the heart is what matters. And without its riches, we are all lost. End quote.
Love your work.
Thank you.
Tell you
Thank
what.
Thank you very much.
I will drop the quarter on this session for you, okay?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. It's all worth it.
And you can go get that free Slurpee. So we're adding tons of value for you.
Tons of value.
I'm couponed up. Oh, my goodness. I feel so lucky. And just, you know, just the free therapy session is much appreciated because it really is much needed. So, I mean, I really appreciate that.
You are welcome.
We are always glad to have you, my friend.
Thank you so much, guys. Take it easy.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
That was Leo on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Just keep evolving and evolving and evolving.
Yes.
And evolving.
Devolving, yes.
And evolving again. It's one step up, two steps back. You know, that's how it works sometimes.
Because opposites attract. I'm sorry.
Paul Abdul, well done.
You're welcome.
You did a Paul Abdul thing.
Yeah, he did.
That's hot.
I went all Paul Abdul on your ass. Don't make me
last
go
time
Paul
that
Abdul
happened
on your ass.
Last time that happened was the early 90s.
Straight up, now tell me.
Okay.
Oh, can we cover
so
that?
So who has a poem? Do you have a poem as well, Michael?
Are we going to do one and one again?
Amount of poems. Huh?
Are we going to do one and one again?
Yeah.
One and one?
Do you want to go first again?
I have a short one. Sure. Let's do it.
So, okay.
This is from Steve Jenka.
All right.
This is called Just 1 Year. This is the preface. The Vietnam War was different from other wars. Most soldiers had to stay for 365 days in a country where there were no safe areas. That brought a lot of stress. Many soldiers were treated shamefully upon their return. The average age of a soldier was 19.2 years of age, which was not even old enough to vote. We did not win the war, even though we won mostly all of the battles. These young men had to grow up fast. Some friendships were forged that lasted a lifetime. This is called Just 1 Year. It didn't sound so long when we heard it. Just 12 months and we'd be through it. But time seemed to stand still while we grew old before we knew it. Our anxiety built up, and we couldn't stop it. As we left, it seemed like a dream, but no experience would ever top it. And that is Just 1 Year from Steve Jenka. That's taken from Poems from a Soldier.
Wow.
Very well done. Steve, just keep submitting to our show.
It's great someday, stuff.
I would love for you to just call up and share one.
That's
That'd be
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people, especially me, get really wrapped up in some of the poems you write and get too emotionally involved with them. So it'd be really rough to share. But Steve, you're always welcome. I'm actually going to do one of those now. This is a poem I wrote back in January of this year. Entitled My Deaf Ears, and I just put the subtitle of Just Some Raw Feelings Released. So here we go. You have guaranteed yourself a spot forever on the top of my list. Actions inexcusable, evidence irrefutable, cowardice beyond compare. We are told that we should forgive, turn the other cheek if you will. Few things in this life supersede that. Yeah, you cross that line. Spit in the face of common decency, excuses have been made, unto which my ears have fallen deaf. Accusations were being made, ones to which your actions pled guilty, ones to which I vehemently deny. I did my duty as a father and husband. I did my duty as a law-abiding citizen. I did my duty as a decent human being, something you knew nothing about. I will always bear the burden of your weakness, but I can stand tall and proud, proud of the fact that I was the bigger man. And you took the easy way out. I will endure until the end. My salvation, I question at times. No one ever said choosing the right was easy.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, with that being said, and that raw nerve getting hit, it's kind of like getting a drill through the tooth.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we should just call it a night. We've had very few callers. We're going on vacation this week anyway. Why not start a little early?
Okay.
That's it. We're going to
celebrate independence this next week. We're going to celebrate equality.
We're going to celebrate Independence Day together this week. I'm just kidding. Codependence Day.
Codependence Day. Oh, you crank yourself up. That's pretty good.
We feel really bad. We feel really bad on Friday night. And suddenly, the moment it turns over to the 4th of July, like, woohoo! Light off some fireworks.
Yeah.
I don't need you people. I'm taking these pants off. They're tearaway anyway.
All your pants are tearaway, Michael.
All my pants are tearaway. I do not like to waste the time.
All right. So we want to thank you for tuning in. You're going to want to tune in 2 weeks from now. We will be back with another live show. I am putting together a best of for the 3rd. So if you really have some time and you want to check it out, best of show on the 3rd. Until we next meet, thank you for tuning in. For Michael, the Hasquatch, and myself, good night, Robert Martlin, wherever you're at.